I'm sitting here with
Julie McCarthy.
And Julie, you've been a Brentwoodian for how long?
Since 1956.
So recent then?
Recent, yes. Sort of recent. I'm a new kid on the block, yeah.
So you've been here long enough to know a little bit about Brentwood. I understand you know a lot about Brentwood.
Right.
Okay, so tell us what you know in 30 seconds or less.
Oh, I lived away since 1956 a couple times, and my husband and I found ourselves comparing Brentwood to whatever community in New York or Massachusetts or even in South Hills that we lived in.
And you came back.
And we came back. We chose to come back. It's for our children to be able to walk where they wanted to go, for there to be the destinations of the pool, the park, the Little League fields, the shopping. That was such a draw for us. We really loved that ease of travel for our family. So, yeah, we chose to come back. And glad we did.
You don't have to drive anywhere. You can just walk there.
Well, and I didn't drive until I was 53.
Wow.
And one of the reasons we did come back was because I knew I could get to everything on foot here.
So what advice would you give someone who is considering moving into Brentwood, or maybe just considering moving into Pittsburgh in general?
I'd say there's wonderful communities in the South Hills, and Brentwood certainly is one of them. When you look at the youth opportunities, there's youth soccer, youth baseball, youth football. There are now venues in the park for tennis, and there's hockey. Yeah, the schools are walking destinations. They have lots of programs. There are amenities in here that support a family. There's lots of shopping. We're right by the bus route if you need that.
Bus comes right up through Brownsville Road, right in the middle.
Right up through the middle of Brownsville Road. There's lots of volunteerism in this community, and all you have to do is look at the youth sports efforts as they're ongoing, and you realize how hard they're working. Plus, we have PALS, and the library is a huge resource in this community. Getting bigger, the program are getting larger and more inclusive all the time.
You know, one of the things that my stepson, when he first moved in, when my wife and I got married, I had already been living in the borough. He looked at the hills that he had to walk to get to school every day. And, you know, you've heard the old slogan, you know, I had to walk uphill to go to school in the snow and rain both ways. It's true here. You do. You know, but I can tell you one thing. By the end of the school, once he graduated from the high school, he's got strong legs.
Yes.
He does.
Well, and I think most of us did walk. We walked a good piece, and you didn't think anything of it. Back when we were in school, no one got a ride. There was one car in the family, and the dad took that to work usually. And so you just walk. If you want to get to know someone, you walk with them.
And that's right.
I think that's good for kids to walk together and see their community on foot.
And that gives them an endearment to the community, too, because they know it intimately.
Things are changing. They're right there watching it happen.
Right.
I think that's one of the attributes, is being a walking community.
Now, what's the future of Brentwood, in your opinion?
Oh, I think it's wide open. I think there's a foundation of, as I said, good volunteerism, of some initiatives like the Economic Development South, the merchant community. I think we have houses that are changing and new populations are coming in with new traditions, and that's how the community was founded 100 years ago. It's like we're starting over in some ways. Yeah.
So next 100 years. So believer in Brentwood.
I am.
Spread the word.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Thank you so much.